Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody, and here's a little bit of applause for you showing up with us and
thank you very much.
Bringing all kinds of enthusiasm to the show.
Important.
And remember, we don't script the show.
I think that's pretty obvious.
Well, I just want them to know that the show.
You are the show.
Yeah, you are the show. Welcome one and all. Jim is going to give you some inside information here about how to contact us.
Well, right now I'm just letting the folks on Facebook Live. I'm copying and pasting information in for them, and then once we get going on the radio, we will verbalize it to the rest of the folks that are just listening.
So those that are possibly new to the show, wondering, what are you doing? What we're doing is we're doing readings using a particular system that Jim taught me. She called it personal prophecy. And as those of you who are able to tell, I'm holding up an ordinary deck card. This is a phenomenal method. I love it because it's dynamic. It really lets you know a lot of great insight about the situations you're in, but also the people around you, what they're thinking, what their agenda is, and also helping you along your path, properly navigate yourself to the future you really want. So let's make the distinction, right, that this is not tarot, not oracle, not angel, not any of the so many other systems that are out there. This is personal prophecy that you'll be getting your reading from.
I've never heard of oracle cards myself, but I'm not really, you know, educated in this field like you are. Now, you just mentioned it must be one of the real popular ones. You mentioned it right up there with tarot. Those are very popular too. So
they are.
And so those must be big, big.
I'm not trying to even get close to the only accurate playing card system out there. It's really not true. There are others. This is just the one that I have followed all these many years. So, with that said, I'm going to turn it over to you.
I explained everything. I shall take over. I've already kind of given the Facebook Live folks because they can view it, but now for the listeners out there in Blog Talk, we want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and information only. And we hope everybody enjoys themselves. And the reason for that is because when you get to reading here, you shouldn't go break out your checkbook and start writing checks because you got a big deal coming up. You shouldn't be not girlfriends and divorcing wives and quitting
your job.
Call up your boss and call a bunch of names and so you'll never get it back again. Big deal. No. The future is dynamic, constantly changing. No one reading, no two, three, four readings on their own means anything.
It'll show you the flow. Those things that are basically still on you, coming to you, will amazingly, the 24-card layout, keep presenting themselves over and over again. And I think that that information that you are traveling the path towards F, happiness, throw love in, and the cards are very precise when it comes to matters of. So I want to just, you know, that this is ordinary playing cards. And I certainly want to also mention, I do not consider myself gifted. I know there are a lot of readers out there, and perhaps they are, with whatever method you're using. Myself, I believe it's a skill. I've been able to teach this method to anyone who wants, as long as they have that desire, the drive, willing to put the time in, because it is time intensive.
Right.
It's got to be.
A lot of content. Yeah, I mean, if it was that easy, everybody would be doing it. Boom.
It's basically like learning a new language. But, oh, once you get the hang of it.
Yeah, and then language, you can learn the new language, but then to really perfect it, just practice. Like anything. You can say, oh, I know there and there, but it's like, yeah, just do it a million times while you're just sitting there in it.
And you get obsessed with it. I have to tell you, sometimes, and I'm, you know, weighing it over on my mind, really become neurotic, where I can't answer my own card reading session for myself until I'm on a positive upswing about, you know, whether it's emotional, psychological, something physical, whatever it might be. So I will begin within the next couple of weeks. For those that might, I will be offering an absolutely free class in this, so you can test the waters.
It's like your introductory.
It is. It's an
This is the cards, the personal prophecy.
And how to actually read them on a limited basis to go on, there will be opportunities for that. And if you're interested in becoming an actual practitioner, I have that ability also.
You got some out there, don't you?
Yeah, there's very few. One in Australia.
Yeah, that was the one he him. Don't you go in UK?
In London, he's got a shop, and he uses personal prophecy.
Those two guys are really rolling with it, aren't they?
They're
well.
Yeah. An entertainer in Chicago who probably adores using this in his shows. What I find so amazing is how, as I'm teaching this, I see the light of understanding and of enlightenment come up in their eyes. That really is a rewarding moment.
And you know, these people, if they decide to become, to get to that point, they could join your team. You can add them to your 800 number. If they got, I mean, we're talking way down the road here, because you know, like if they don't just pick it up and start running with it and know 100% of it, you got time, put the time in. Everything, you put the time in. I learned it. But I didn't never mastered it because I didn't put it on. Yeah, doing it over and over and over and over and over to get really good.
He and I are used to readings on a different website. They referred to you as the booty call master.
Okay,
when
I'll
he readings, our show was slotted at night. So remember, it was like midnight, 1 o'clock. And you would tell these women straight up, you're only a booty call. And they pay attention to you.
Yeah, I mean, I would not be the donut shop reader that wants to sugarcoat everything. You know, life is brutal. Life sometimes, and sometimes you might not like what you hear, and I'm not going to really sugarcoat. But, you know, a lot of people don't like that. Sorry. You know, life's unicorns and rainbows 24/7.
Love that.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be a lot of people out of business. You know, there's a lot of people that need to talk to other people because they're having problems.
Right.
Renee, our friend in the land, I have a question. She says, where can we find out more information, like posts about your training?
Well, as soon as I finish the school, because people are definitely going to want to go from the beginners, I'm going to do it very well. Deepak Chopra does his coursework. Deepak?
You just sounded like a rapper. Not like Tupac.
Yeah, I guess you're right. He sends them. There's one out there that I recommend for everyone to go find by Deepak Chopra called Timeless You. It really impacted me, where you can pick an age, decide you want to be that age, and teach you how to do it. Through these, he has videos, you know, there's narratives there. That is a free class. But if you want to continue with this work, would be able to pay for, you know, in little nuggets of payment here and there.
Like going to college, you know, you master those different 101 course, 102 course, 103 course. You know, nobody goes to college and says, I'm going to pay for 5 years right now, boom, one check.
Well, and also, if I put all of the information in front of you all at one time, it would probably sit this high, and you might look at it, oh, there's no way.
Yeah, you might. That can be scary.
To see something huge,
like,
a volume.
Yeah, as Young, for example, and everybody says, this is one of the greatest books out there. It's a book, and I'm like, oh, hell no. That thing. I would even stretch to pick that thing up when you look at the size of that thing.
Now, the book you're reading is Art of War.
Yeah, that's not giant.
No, but it's got some meat.
Well, because it's got a lot of history in it. The actual Art of War part isn't that large.
I see.
But, you know, it's interesting crap. If you like history, you're going to fall asleep on it.
Well, why don't we ask the
survivors? Sure. Let's give that number out one more time. Well, not one. Because we're going to give it out again. Oh, we didn't. And if you do call.
Yeah.
About etiquette, okay?
Yeah.
If you do call, and you shall be on your cell phone, and this is internet radio, please don't be on speakerphone. It's cool to hold on speakerphone. You kind of have to, really. You can't just sit through this thing here for 20, 30 minutes or whatever. Get it. But once you go, please take off speakerphone and go, because otherwise it'll go hoppity hoppity cop cop. Sounds like that. It'll be like, oh, I don't know what you just said. And don't, because a lot of times, by the time we hear it too, just the little signal differences screw us up.
When you find your sweet, stay there.
Oh, Renee knew who Deepak was.
He's
very awesome.
Very famous.
And background noises while you're on the phone too.
Yeah.
It's cool when you're talking to your buddy down the street. Not a deal, but for us and the listeners also, it's really good for other people listening and stuff like that. So. If you got dogs, gorillas, or whatever, throw them all bananas. Keep them busy or something. Really, one's really hard to peel. Maybe they'll keep them occupied for a while. All right, let's give that number out again. We're going to go 502-9676. And
you can call us on Skype.
That is true. See, that's the thing.
I keep forgetting that.
And we do, because we do, we should talk about that. We do a Monday show on Blog Talk Radio, but it's with news for the...
This is an overflow show. For news for the soul.
Basically, we kind of like to promote each other a little bit.
Well, so many callers on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Often we have to sign up. We've gone to everybody, and if you've sat there and have waited, you know, in the queue, and we can't get there.
And News for the Soul has a legitimate, regimented schedule of shows, so they can't even extend.
Right.
So when the time comes to say goodbye, to the folks on hold.
So that's why we're here. And we do this again on
the Wednesday one. Not regular. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. But the Mondays and Fridays, unless there's really something going down,
mm-hmm.
they're going to happen. Canadian holidays, we're not familiar with those. Because our Monday show is headquartered out of Canada.
Vancouver.
And
British
I
Columbia.
Think she has taken one or two
yes,
of those big holidays.
Have a different Thanksgiving, of course.
Right.
Maybe.
And they have a couple other things that were like... Mm-hmm. But, you know, so far we haven't knocked on that for a long time. Oh, Jeanette just noticed that your tree is on.
Yes.
Yeah.
You miss it. I missed it, too. I started reviewing the feed streaming on Facebook. There was just too much behind us. It just, you know, kind of looked like we were through the branches.
Well, Jeanette said, because she's our Canadian representative, they had Family Day on Monday. See, we don't know what
that
is.
Oh, yeah. I wonder.
But a giant one, because it's News for the Soul was on.
Yeah.
And our Monday, like, for instance, for us, it was President's Day.
That's right.
Monday. Government, anything government-related, banks, post offices, they're all cities north.
I have noticed. I wanted to put this out here as we're waiting for everybody to get kind of organized on whether they're going to call in or or just shoot us a question in the chat here. I wonder if any of you to a trend now among celebrities, I guess we'll call them notables, where everybody kind of knows that they are now starting to share their dirty laundry either on social media or an interview. And before, years ago, it used to be to, you know, they wanted to present a pristine overall, so happy in our family and we don't have bad relationships. And now it's like I look, you know, trying to keep up with what's going on. And I see that they're vocal. And I'm wondering, is this because they're not getting, let's say they used to, or is it because social media is really to become more humanized?
There's a lot of crazy crap that's gone down in the past few years.
I don't know
what direction we're headed. It's like we're on a plane that's taken off. I don't know where the hell we're going to land.
Well, McCarts have always said that from, and we are in a state of chaos, on a order will be restored, but I haven't really picked up anything on what that kind of order is going to be. We've got under attack. We've got still issues.
Yeah, but think about it. Our whole living lives is always something somewhere. We're always something somewhere. That's just, we live in a globe of humans that can't get along. You know, how stupid is that? All right. First of all, I didn't really a good segue off of that, but Helen from the UK.
Helen.
She's telling us, they booked themselves to go to Las Vegas.
Nice.
For Viva Las Vegas. Band dancing in the Orleans. Can't wait as we're a brother and partner who are coming from Canada.
Well, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They said it's booked for the last 2 years of COVID restrictions, so great to be gone. So they've been down because of COVID.
Mm-hmm. I tell you though, I've always great time in Vegas.
Well,
but I've been there
very
often. Yeah, we've had a very nice time there.
I've never heard anybody say otherwise.
That they hated it or...
No, I'm not really saying anything bad about it. Probably maybe the people that are really have a gambling issue and they get blasted, they probably are temporarily pissed off, but they still want to go back.
I worked in a casino, not in Vegas, where in my Minnesota hometown, and I was doing, you know, those little gambling tickets, they called them pull tabs. I started a dealer. The hours were too late, so I switched over. We call them, like I said, pull tabs or gambling tickets, where it's like a slot machine on paper.
Yeah, you pull these little tabs, and it's kind of the same thing. You're looking for stuff like good.
There would be people that would come in on their payday with their paycheck, cash it in, which they can do there, and then they would come and blow their check and then stand there and cry or, you know, themselves. And the only thing we could do is give them a high, it was like a little business card, call the gamblers off, them off, at least not back in the day.
Yeah, who knows what protocols they have now, because it's a little world we live in now. Everybody's got chips all over their shoulders, 10 of them at least. You know, you don't knock that chip off, I'll be offended. Type of deal, so.
Yeah. But you can have fun in the middle of the night, because a lot of the high rollers are doing tables and things like that.
Yeah, you can watch that. Yeah, you can just watch. I don't even have that much money in my bank account now. That's just their...
Or say a big Texan will say, here, honey, here, you roll these dice for me.
Oh, yeah. I was was it Monte Carlo? I didn't gamble there. The lowest dollar tables there were during really off times when a lot of people weren't at the casino. So if you went there with a prime time, he was for us guys.
Mm-mm.
No, it was for people with the cha-ching.
Yep. So we hope you have a very lovely time while you were there.
Okay, right now, I'm going to give that number out, and we're going to open the phone book, folks. 515-602-9676. That's number. You will be next. In the meantime, the first question. You will be next on Facebook Live. Don't say me, because that's not a question. The first question. So I stand by. It's a 20-30 second delay, and it gives us a chance. And just to let you guys know, we kind of were really not going to do the show. We had stuff going on. We threw this together at the last pretty good chance why the Blog Talk folks didn't get a chance to know that we were doing
it. And it's kind of hit or miss.
Week, the night before, because we were 100% knew we were doing it, and it was super solid. People waited 30, 40 minutes. All right, still standing by. I'll type it in now, because maybe people are on mute. Sometimes they're in public places, and they don't want the sound coming out of their phone if you're in a restaurant or something like that. I forgot about that. My bad. I know Allison, I think, is going to want... Allison. You've been here before. It's been a while. We've had lots of been a while, Helen. Not a lot. Katie in the UK. Jeanette. Renee in Australia. She comes here a lot considering where she is and stuff
like
that.
True, and it's morning over there.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
True that. My Facebook folks, because they're here.
Maybe nobody really wants one.
Anything, yeah, that's not a question.
It's a little bit too broad.
Yeah, I mean, when I say question, don't just say reading. It doesn't cut it. If you got a question, tell me what you want to do. When was that time? All right, well, in the meantime, Allison said hi. Hey, Allison.
Hi. Coming to us from, I forgot.
Boy, my keyboard. Not keeping up with me. Let me go see if I can find out on my own. It all depends on the publish. No, not publishing. So we and we'll stop what we're gonna do here. We're gonna go to some other questions that we have. We talked a little bit, we started with that. I don't know if it was Monday or Friday. Probably Friday, maybe.
No, I thought it was Monday.
It could have been Monday, and we talked about, and we don't stuff, even though some of you may not have heard it. But another one, Matt, we talked about how she got started readings, period. And now the next question is, how did you get started doing online readings, and when was that?
Oh, I get asked. These are questions we compiled that I get asked all the time.
Right, yeah, these are the most popular questions.
So I thought, you know, during slow times, we could actually talk about a little bit. I started online by myself back in the old AOL days. I think we were far back then. It was like $3.95.
When it started out, yes. It was free.
1995 is when it was. And I remember I would just open up a chat room on AOL.
Very early days of AOL.
Oh, it was?
That's when you had to get the floppy disk, the 3.5-inch floppy disk. Yeah, they were over the place.
And dial up everybody.
Busy when it was really good. But anyway, I'm sorry, go back.
And I did have clientele at that point. It kind of catch can. Because I really wasn't a star line. So it was mainly people in my... So I'm online opening these rooms and all flood in. And I would give readings. I was giving a group read, and I knew I was being scouted. Someone came in and was asking me some real technical questions. How many cards in a layout? What do you know? Ordinary deck of playing cards. And I went into how it...
You were being interviewed, you didn't even know.
I was.
Slick.
And they were observing. And then I was being invited to join, if any of you possibly remember now, Astronet was one of the top 10 sites on AOL back in the day.
Yeah, it was a little we went to, and then it had its own little chat room, didn't it?
Oh, it did. I mean, it was became highly developed.
Back in the days of chat room.
And they invited me to take a space on there for free, which in those days was really unheard of.
Well, because they were all about the...
Yeah, they were.
AOL and Prodigy. They were duking it out, slugging it out.
You couldn't even be on there paying for something.
Dog eat dog.
Well, I'll tell you, I do for Astronet, I would do these arranged, you know, get-togethers like we're doing here with an audience. And my only claim to fame back in those days is so many people tried to get into the chat room that it crashed the main
crashed their system.
And the size of an area, well, it was stage, if you can imagine, on a chat room screen, and it looked like a stage, and then all the they make it bigger, and I was up on this stage.
I remember, you know, doing stuff.
And that's how it started. My son was dabbling with websites. Was 16. He was building them in his bedroom, if you can believe it, and he made his very homespun website. And back in those days, I remember how clunky it was to try to URL of a website and then sort of sit and wait. A little thing would spin, and sometimes a message would come saying, "We're sorry, but the internet gateway is like too full right now. You'll have to try later."
You're on dial-up.
I also got picked up back in the days by iVillage.com. Not even sure if these websites
are there. 99% chance they're not.
Women.com, V.com, and Daily Press.
They're probably the same because those names.
Yeah, they might have
people. They'll take it for a different business nowadays, you know.
Yeah, a pretty busy lady back then, but that started, and it just kept evolving. I actually, to this day, have regular recipients of my paid readings from the farthest back that I'm able to go, 1997, and they are generally that... they were in college when they first met me. Now they're out in the world as doctors and lawyers and writers. And so they can ask for readings pertaining to work. How is this case for a lawyer going to turn well? And even though I'm not able or allowed to give legal or medical advice, I was able to give them personal. Where I would say, you know, I really think you're going to have to explore this a little bit more. Somebody's not saying everything. And that's that.
Yeah, and back in those days, you have all these one-on-one communications. You had AOL and you had Prodigy. So you were doing a lot of email readings, basically.
Lots of email readings. It was AOL that came up with the Psychic Love Doctor for me. And it stuck. All these years, and I felt like, well, they branded me.
Well, and it's like, if you have something for a while and it's positive, why would you want to change it anyway?
And then ironically, okay, Astronet was designed for every kind of methodology you could imagine.
Sure.
Metaphysical.
Right.
None of the card readers wanted to work with me. None. Oh, she's just a gypsy ripoff, you know.
I've noticed that.
Crook, but
even nowadays, a lot of very cutthroat type things.
Yeah.
Even at those, you know, you've done those little conventions you go to. You think, hey, fellow comrade, no. I feel like I'm better than you. You're just different.
You
might kick the shovel out of my hand. Oh, my God, no.
And the charging of these exorbitant fees, I personally can't see it. Just because they can charge, like Sylvia Brown, rest her soul.
Yeah, but she's got, what, her son?
Yeah. They charge
network.
For like 20 minutes, $150. And, you know, I want just a bunch of rich people. The lower classes that really do need the insight.
Well, if a rich person gets a $700 reading, they're going to talk to them about all the time. Well, future does, if it's not 100% every time, you know they're going to be angry. Because they're not going to understand about dynamics of the future and whatnot. They're going to expect results. like rich people do, you know?
Yeah, they do. And the more demanding.
Like you have control over the future.
I really hate to be, I don't know what you'd call it, classist, or, you know, about what would you call that?
And you know what? And obviously the rule.
Yeah.
You know, it's a stereotype, but some stereotypes are based, you know, obviously there's plenty of rich people out there that are down to earth, you know.
Really took offense to how they wanted to kick the shovel out of my hand, but I was showing them a lot of respect in return. It was a lady, she had a pyramid on her head.
Where?
At one of the expos that I did.
Yeah. Yeah, really?
She was so sweet to me.
Was that a long time ago?
Oh, yeah. Still living.
Well, that
then.
Doesn't mean anything. Maybe it was before camera phones?
Well.
I would have taken a picture of that shit, I'm telling you right now. Somebody's got a pyramid. Take a picture of that damn shit.
I only laughed because it just was unusual.
Yeah, we've seen cheeseheads here for us football fans in the United States. You know what they are, but a pyramid head? Is that like Egyptian football?
He was the nicest person there.
That's cool, though. That's
mm-hmm.
good. That's good.
Yeah. So, anyway, that answers that question, and hopefully the question.
Well, next, first thing I'm going to do, since we're over the hump, we're going to that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves.
Absolutely.
That number to call in on Blog Talk Radio, the Facebook Live viewers is 515-602-9677. You can Skype in.
Mm-hmm. And I said that they're working on getting WhatsApp in there too.
Okay. Well, that would probably really benefit the overseas folks.
I think so.
Our News for the Soul show, we have callers that Skype in,
mm-hmm.
because they prefer to do that, you know, and it's pretty insignificant money. International, it's probably going to be a little bit more. We never reach this country.
But Terry Sue from England had shared with anybody who is in a distant location, and I forget what they called it.
It was basically VIP. It's internet phones. International. There's a lot of them out there. She found one where she could watch a lot of advertisements and build up little points and coin systems. It's like nothing, basically. Very
or Magic Jack.
The first ones. There was a couple that are still out there. Right?
One of our followers, a family in Spain, and he uses Magic Jack on them from here, and they do the same, and it's free. You have to buy the thing. It's like $20.
You have to buy it, and I think because he does. He might get a tiny little monthly fee, but it's insignificant because he calls.
I've been asked before, what was the most insignificant reading I've ever had to give somebody? I don't have one, to tell you the truth. I mean, the most one I had to give was pertaining to a woman who dated a man in over 15 years. She met.
Not on her popular list, yeah.
No, but it just.
It just popped in your head? Somebody must have recently.
And she came into my office and very sincerely asked me if I would do a reading on the man's penis. Yeah, and I was like, we could. I've never been asked to do that before.
That's weird to do it on an appendage, mind you.
Well, she said the problem is that she had been celibate for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Lady parts are basically muscle, and it's going to atrophy if it's not used.
Muscle on earth.
And she said they tried to become intimate, but it was a no-go situation.
So what, why did you care about his heart?
Well, she didn't know they'd ever find a solution, basically.
Oh, well, there is. We already know that. How did that come out of that?
She was very conservative, so she probably didn't probe the pink banana or anything like that for cases.
Brown cow.
But I saw that if they worked on the situation together, it would actually increase the intimacy and their, what would you call it, their passion together.
Passion.
I told her, I said, go, you can even go on Amazon. Dilators that are in sizes, and it comes with a gel. And it's like real skinny, like, you know, skinny.
You gotta rerun.
That's true. And I said, have him do these with you. And they did. And it was a success.
Success, yay.
But I walked out and saw my colleagues at the hospital. I really believe today I have seen it all. I mean, I've done readings on people in prison. There's millions of applications, but nobody had asked me that before.
Yeah, and you know, when you think about it, though, the question really wasn't the question. There was the big thing came out later with the question. It wasn't like, I want to read about a man's penis, but it really wasn't that, right? It's really about the whole situation where she's been out of action for a while. And for somebody versus, I want to read about a man's penis, you're like,
well, you know what? Women, especially as they get older, you start to also have with hormones that are going to find it, we'll call it.
Do you know how to make a hormone? You don't pay her. Anyway, that's a like,
what
great
we
school
do with
joke.
Him?
That's a great school. How do you make a hormone? You don't pair.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yes. And everybody's like just kind of in a lull tonight. Nobody wants any readings.
And a lot of it's our fault. We really planned for the show. We threw it together after 1 o'clock.
Oh, it was later.
Yeah, it was really late. So
we'll make a full plate today and weren't sure we'd be able to get in here. Hey, V.
Welcome to the show, V. I'm familiar.
I think V has been here before.
I think V is not new. Is not like we see that 3 times a week, basically. I could use some guidance. All right, V.
Tell us all about it.
Tell us about it.
Can she call
us? Is she actually Deb? Oh. It is a she. All right, V, you could call us at the number I'm about. You can't call. You can type your question out. The question is yours. And we're down to one viewer. So V half departeth.
That's you.
I know. That's when I say it's down to one viewer. That means I'm watching my can't call. All right, V. Type your question out and you shall be reading. Please be as specific as you can.
Right.
Because it's been a long leave. All right, so V's up. V's on deck, so if somebody calls, you'll have to wait till V is, because we don't interrupt. She's probably, yeah, so that's cool.
Oh, we were talking about these businesses, metaphysical businesses, who are in competition with each other. As a result of the pandemic, we're now finding that a lot of people are going out of business. The reason I feel, which is simply my own opinion, people don't have that kind of disposable income anymore. But they probably have had to drop their therapist, lost their business, their job, and it has had a resounding effect.
Absolutely. You remember, we don't remember because we don't remember, but we had a lot of grandparents that were around during the Great Depression.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And even though that was really bad and they just kind of stuck
that mentality.
And a lot of COVID people are going to kind of stick to thinking it might come back.
My grandmother situation when the Depression was going on, I am not exaggerating this, in her house, one of the guest rooms was literally with bathroom, you know, toilet paper, paper towels, paper products from the floor to the ceiling. She was hoarding paper products.
The price was right. It was available. And people, obviously, we see COVID.
Oh, yeah. And she'd call me.
Jesus.
And she'd say, honey, girl, get over there to Target or whatever it was. Get over there. And I need more toilet paper. My family member, this is when I was learning the cards from her. Family would say, why are you her addiction to paper products? I didn't know it was that way. And it isn't like she was spending an arm and a leg, you know, off her Social Security money every month. But it was important to make sure she had enough.
Yeah. And, you know, that was really traumatic to her.
Had to be, yeah.
It just will not go away.
Right.
Right, that's what that means. I mean, for us, you know, I hate to say it, but our generation nowadays, all the things give us all PTSD nowadays. People back in those days had some serious crap back in the 1800s and early 1900s. They weren't doing some crap. Everybody here would be therapy and have therapy dogs. You know, we can't do crap anymore. We're all powder puffs. So if somebody back in those days had that psychological scar thing going on, that was a big deal.
And it said lasted their entire life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was that big. It actually said, I will do this forever. This is we have V.
All right, Miss V.
And I asked if she wasn't give us a little more info, but she would like to know if things will start to get poor. So apparently they're not as what they should be now, and we understand that. I was right in the middle of typing something, that's why I just hesitated here like a so I will back up. Anyway, the info I will give it to them. There's a 20 to 30 here between us talking and by the time you see it, but I shall relay all info you can give her, the more the better. It's like in the old days, take garbage in, garbage out. You run a crappy program, you get a crappy result. So if you can give her tons of info, it's going to really help your reading. But if you don't want to, it is what it is, you know.
The things are going to get better. I perceive it's going to likely take until the end of March, when you start seeing the tunnel.
About 5 weeks-ish.
But I got to tell you, one thing that will help, that it's so prominent in your reading, state of mind, and the kind of energy that you're putting in. You seem to be so stuck in a place of, oh, great, what can happen next? How worse can it get? And you know, when we feel it's almost as if we're attracting it. More hardship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you start expecting, and it's, you know, we're human, that happens. You start expecting, oh, what's next? What's next? And then it happens. Oh, there it is. It's like the manifesting type thing, right?
Absolutely. There's been a lot of change around. Your cards are saying that on a deeply spiritual level, it's all to the good. Won't be able to see that right now.
She's trying to keep positive, but she's just one person.
One thing I do, and he will vouch for this, all around the studio here and in my home, I have inspirational plaques.
That is the understatement of a lifetime. But go ahead.
And things written like on paper. Because I have issues with this sort of thing of staying positive.
She's human, believe it or not.
And the thing is, when a lot of say, struggle around when people are going through a lot, or you've lost love,
or just whatever negative thing has happened,
you're not
keeps
making
happening.
Survive on, and you know that kind of thing. You need to get something that's gonna like shake you up in a good way. So for you, I'm saying it is going to get better. Everything is going to get back on balance for you. And when you look back, and I think it may take up to a year, when you look back, you're going to think to yourself, oh, it all makes sense. Now I understand. These things had to happen so that I could take a
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people can, older folks, and see a lot of things and say, wow, you know, actually, if the thing I went to, it wouldn't have worked well.
No, but then, right.
At the time, I thought, yes, because, you know, you're young and dumb.
Well, and right, I agree.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, later on, you're like, I'm glad that didn't happen.
Hindsight.
That would have been a dead end.
And the best thing to do is hang on to hope. Sometimes when things seem they couldn't get any worse, that's when all of a sudden, there's going to be this, like, bright light that turns on.
Hope. Some people say there isn't. People that are really doomed, gloom, their hope's gone. It is hope.
Or you jump a cliff or something.
Yeah, you don't do that. There's always hope. There's, and sometimes you have to make your own. Sometimes you have to make your own hope get better.
If you have people around you,
if you can.
We call them pot stirrers. Like the, if you have people around you that seem to thrive on upsetting others, don't talk to them. Turn a deaf ear. You know, if they're very critical in nature and they only stay away.
And a lot of that is people happy with their own lives.
Oh, exactly.
So if somebody they know is being successful, they're like, I hate it. I want them to be as miserable as I am. So I want to say everything good for them, and I want to cheer when they fail.
Sometimes they can be our closest family.
Yeah, sometimes they're not active. You know, they're subconsciously just so miserable themselves. They can't send somebody close to them to be happy. And they don't even know, doesn't even knows it.
Well, and like you've been saying several times tonight about how you said we're going to have human emotions.
You can be the best therapist on earth. You can be Dr. Phil. Sometimes you just don't see it on TV. He's a human.
I agree.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, some of them are minor like that.
And mine are too.
I think everybody knows somebody like that. You know, even if, or maybe sometimes they're really subtle about it.
I have a sister me off after I went home to visit everyone over the summer. She cut me off. Her husband and her grown children have cut me off. You know, that is, to me, such a horrendous thing to do to somebody. I don't even know. Anyway, I've looked back now and thought, having a relationship with her was a lot of energy, and a lot of that was to not make her mad.
Because yeah, which is sad.
MO.
That's sad.
You make her mad, she's going to cut you off. And I think to myself, well, we're not getting any younger there, sissy.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? You can't turn back time.
No, you can't.
When your husband died.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of regret, but look about full circle, right back where it was.
Ooh, my sister.
Yeah, right back where it was. So.
So anyway, you're not alone, B. That
no,
was the
you're
point
not
of
alone
my,
at all.
My story there. You're not alone, and people don't really share enough with each other. You know, like how bad.
And sometimes you don't want to because you don't want somebody to know how bad you feel, and B. That bring them down with you too if somebody's really close.
So try to find ways to uplift yourself.
Who are intimidated by her independence.
Well, there you go.
I have one though.
I have one sister.
Hers
but,
was plural.
But I had
the
a
same thing.
But I had a mother.
Well, yeah,
and pain. Others.
Mommy,
I was.
You had.
Who's that, Mommy Dearest?
The movie Mommy Dearest. Oh. Remember that?
I was the black sheep of the family because of independence. Because I didn't want to work in the family businesses. There's all these reasons, but do any of them really connect with love? No, they don't. My family are the cruelest people, you know, in our
world. It's weird. You know, it's funny, but not funny. You remember when we were super young?
Yeah.
Then there was Brady Bunch, and then the old black and white Leave It to Beaver. Little families.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, it's like, you know, those were the exceptions to the rule because those families never had issues. 100% of them do in real life.
Didn't you want to be a part of that?
Yeah, and she said family is who you choose to start with. It is. Sometimes it isn't when you're young, though.
Exactly.
When you're young, it isn't. You have no, you're surrounded by your family. When you get older, you get choices.
We have put a bubble. I taught my children this because our own branch of the family tree, you know, we don't need all that, but let's put a bubble around us that peace and serenity and good times. And I said, bubble, you can say hi, sorry you can't, but hi there. And we really lived like I ended up moving 1200 miles away from where I was born and raised, and it's been thing I ever did. So you hang on to that. Your independence there, Miss B. Yeah, I mean, they wish. I really feel that, and I saw it in your cards. Envy around you. A lot of it.
Well, thank you so much, B. Richard here, and he's new. We just
Hi,
got Richard new, and so he doesn't know, and I'm trying to let him know. He thanked us.
You're so welcome. Yep. And come on back and look at this more next time.
So, Richard, here's the thing. We are, how much time we got left? We got about 8, 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty close under the gun. I gave you them. If you could call in, I don't know if you can or not. That'll be a quicker, better reading for you. When you're a new person, you come in and say anything. We don't know you. Anything for you really means.
No, I have to have a little bit of familiarity.
Some kind of issue. I want to know anything for me job-wise or love-wise or have a relationship. It's something like, if you want to narrow it down, here we go.
Go ahead.
Should my wife and try again after losing our daughter in December? I lost my daughter at 21 weeks.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
Most horrible.
I've lost.
I should say it was a horrible thing to lose that.
Baby at 16 weeks, and I'll tell you, it's a dream of an expectation.
It's terrible. I mean, and I don't know how to. That sounds like an idiot.
So sorry to hear
that. Right.
You know, the way I look at it, and what the cards have shown me over all these many years, it's something about a baby during development. Sometimes I feel the higher power will call that. And there will be another opportunity. It's your cards.
And we, as a new person, we welcome to the show.
Oh, yes. Veronica was here. She is also part of our team.
Must be mom.
Very nice looking picture. Very nice. What are you snooping? Or did he
snoop? No, you can see it right there.
Oh,
you
okay.
Just make it bigger. Yeah. I don't share it with anybody else. No. It's like, I was just, I always wonder where our viewers and listeners are from.
She'll be your precious angel.
They have two healthy boys, but had three miscarriages, then losing Mara in December. Thank you, Mom, February. Oh, it was a year Mom passed, and our condolences to you. Those are anniversaries, are not good anniversaries.
People that have never suffered that kind of intense grief might say to you something like, I feel, but they don't.
They shouldn't say that.
When I lost my husband in years now, when I lost my husband, I felt gutted like an animal.
Yeah.
And it's funny how people are sensing all that pain and sadness and mourning. It's like they kind of, I felt like a leper.
Well,
and they would kind of,
I've been through a lot of that. What kind of advice? You don't want to walk somebody. To say that, could you might say the wrong thing, make it worse, you know, if you don't know.
I think you need to take some time. There is another time. You will go through the stages of grief. Take some time. Have your wife.
Her.
And I feel it's going to be another girl. That we've had a lot of good success.
Sure, I'm true. I don't know.
No, it's up here under don't expect. There's a designation in the layout.
They can see some of them. He's a big viewer, so you can see some of them.
Focus on the love you share and let it come in its own best way in time.
Okay. And also, I'm sorry. Oh, I thought you were
ahead,
done.
Go ahead.
No, make sure you've the Psychic Love Doctor show and also like Deborah Lee. Because they're related, and then you can get notified when shows every week, guaranteed, typically three.
We were meant to be here for you.
And he thanked us a while back, 2021, he said.
Oh, yes. Well, I want you to know your boys need some extra special care. They are here. They were really looking forward to having us.
And when children see their parents grieve, you know, it's very traumatic to them.
Especially if they can't do anything.
Depending on the age, You know what it is. Nobody wants to see mommy and daddy sad or fight.
Back sometime when, Richard, you feel comfortable, you and your wife, and we will do mediumship where we will contact the spirit of that little girl, and we can communicate with her.
Sure, and we don't know where you're from, but you're, because these are free readings and they have to be short.
Yeah.
So we can get better quality in that short amount of time. And call us when we're...
Yeah, if you can call in next week, you're on the other side of the pond, and it'll cost an arm and a leg. We'll have people that call us from Pakistan.
Danielle.
Oh, you are so late.
Danielle's son. Or maybe not. Let's experiment.
With what? Well, I'd hate to just brush this guy off.
No, we're not brushing him off.
Big deal.
This is kind of it for now. And he said, thank you for the words of encouragement. And they're Ohio.
Oh, Ohio.
Then I think, because I know he came in late. Call in our show.
Call in next time.
You're on Facebook, like our show.
You'll get notification.
And also like Deborah Lee. You know, it's Deborah Lee, L-E-I-G-H. States news and notifications.
And do more for you, okay?
And it's just
And it really is awesome that you come to the show.
Let's take it. Let's see what happens. I think I can extend.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Richard. We don't mean to cut you off.
New
Year's timing works. The best time to come in is at the beginning, and you didn't know. So we'll come
back
again.
Take care,
hon. We got to keep rolling with that. All right. 806. You know where that is. That is from Texas, and we think we know who 806. Oh, 806. Texas, you're up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Look at me, Danielle.
Okay. So I just wanted to update y'all because remember I told y'all about the interview I had?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was just calling to update y'all guys. I think it went well. It was over the phone, and he was just letting me know that other people were listening, so it was like a multiple phone call interview.
But no stress.
No, it wasn't.
And
it wasn't stressful.
And what happened?
And then he said it went really well. And then I sent him my portfolio of some, like pieces of me on air on the radio and some ads I've done. And then he said he would get back to me by the end of the week. And then I also have another interview in Amarillo at a different news station. Because I was just like, last week I was just, sending my application in.
Oh. Dang, that's loud.
Yeah, but you can't turn it down because then you won't hear Dan.
All right, Danielle, I'm taking a look. But I've always felt to be your path.
Okay, yes. Let me know what the cards say. You know me, I just like to update y'all. And then I've been calling in for, I think it's like going on 4 years now.
I know, but you're definitely part of the family, for sure.
Yes.
All right, I'm laying them out for you. Oh,
and today's my sister's birthday.
Really? Well, happy birthday. This is under Sure to Come True. I really feel the station has a great potential. All right. We're going to have to run, honey. Under Sure to Come True looks awesome. I feel you're going to start a whole new life.
Danielle, are you still on Facebook Live?
Yes, I'll be on the live.
Then we can end the session here and you can still finish your reading on Facebook Live, Deb. She's still on Facebook Live.
Good.
All right. So hang tight.
Thank you.
All right, folks.
Oh, I will.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye, everybody on Blog Talk Radio. See you Friday, 7 p.m. Adios, muchachos.
And I think we're off of Blog Talk. This is kind of new territory. We're doing a little bit of
Yeah. Well, I think we should just go. It says end episode.
But I didn't end it. I guess we have to now. Anyway, yeah, we're sorry, Blog Talk folks. We were trying to do an experiment with a caller at the end, like news for the soul schedule so they can't drag the show on. But we dragged it on. We're going to end below. Blog Talk, and we're going to finish at Danielle, right? So goodbye, Blog Talk folks.